The Dan and Maz Show.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to begin, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open up your browser. And now, catch up with the guys.
My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Morning legends, happy Sunday, Dan and Maz Weekends. Hey Dan.
Hi Mazzy.
Oh, sorry to interrupt your breakfast, mate.
I just had a little bite of my mushroom sandwich during our opening audio there.
You heard that correctly, ladies and gentlemen. Mushroom sambo for breakfast.
Yeah,
you too can be like Dan DeBoo. Sure. Yeah. Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I shouldn't have taken a bite during the opening theme song.
Do you know what, mate? You just do what you need to do.
Dan DeBoof. You do you. Yeah.
We'll work around your eating schedule. Hey, on Twitter, we're at Dan and Maz, and a tweet came through. This was yesterday after the show from Roy, who says, love the show, guys. I'm a massive Eagles supporter and wanted Dan's thoughts of Sam Mitchell joining our midfield in 2017.
I think it's a good thing, Roy. I actually tweeted Roy back.
Oh, I didn't catch
that. I said
it's
a good thing. But then he tweeted me back, Maz.
Oh,
and he said, tell Maz she's beautiful too.
Did he really? Are you stitching me up?
No, he genuinely did with a winky face. And he said, lure her into being an Eagles fan.
Well, I did not know that you guys were conversing.
Yep. We're subtweeting about you.
That's
and he said,
creepy.
He said, tell Maz she's beautiful too. The word too there makes you think. He was saying that I'm beautiful.
Well, you are.
But you're beautiful too, Maz.
You're definitely a sight.
Hey, you wake up looking at this.
Especially this morning.
No,
I don't wake up looking at
that
at all.
No. That sounds terrible.
I wake up looking at my boyfriend and then I come to work and I see this.
Hey, I'm going to have another bite of my mushroom. Let's get the show started.
Okay, let's get on with the show. Loads coming up today, guys. You're going to love it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T?
We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
who is the best friend on Friends?
All right. Now, if you're a bit of a loyal listener to the show, you'll be scratching your head over this one. You'll be saying, Dan and Maz, I religiously follow the Encyclopedia of Awesome, and I know that you have already done this topic.
Yeah, we've already done the best friend, but we're doing a redo.
We are, because we've got reason to be concerned around this one. Last time we voted in Chandler as the best friend. Well, I say we, I mean all of Australia. You guys called up, your opinions. Now, I'm sorry, but we have to call into question that vote because I don't know if you guys saw this, but this week on Comedy Central UK was Friends Fest. Friends Fest, I guess, which is a fest for friends.
A festival, mate.
Mm. And they did a vote and they found the answer was not what we locked in.
Yeah.
It was a different friend.
That's not to say that we're wrong, but we want to just double check.
Recheck, because it might have changed. I'm not going to say who
Comedy Central
UK voted.
Because then
say
you'll
the
put
end.
It in people's brains.
That's it. But 131060, who is the best friend?
Or you can tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz on Twitter. We'll take your Twitter vote so you can leave a comment on our Facebook.
You can post on our Instagram, a comment under whatever's on our Instagram. What's the last thing on our Instagram? Gosh,
Who knows? Who knows? Probably our interview with Coolio.
That was a fun day. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Coolio. We're here to talk about friends.
That's right.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's time to lock something away forever into the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
Who is the best friend?
Now,
on Friends.
On Friends, yes. Maz, you did say that we're going to lock something in forever. Well, this is the first time we've ever done a relock.
Yeah, we have to do a relock. This is because of something that happened in the UK during the week. So we just want to reassess where we're at with
Comedy
Friends.
Comedy Central UK determined who the best friend is, and it's different to the one we locked in.
So we're just checking that you want to make sure that it is the correct
now,
best friend.
I'm not going to lie, Maz. I know. We locked in Chandler.
Yep.
And I'm looking at our Facebook. Jesse says Chandler. Leah says Chandler. Amy says Chandler. Jessica says Chandler. Another Jessica says Chandler. Selena says Chandler. It's a non-stop Chandler. Dylan says Chandler. Brendan says Chandler. It's non-stop Chandler. It's a Chandler festival in our comments section on the Dan and Maz Facebook.
But we just want to go to the phones and we want to check Twitter and we just want to make sure that we're doing the right thing here
yep.
by locking in the best friend. So Nola has called us on 131060. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Nola.
Great, 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 great. Who is the best friend?
Oh, look, it's got to be Phoebe. She's my fave.
Ooh,
she's one of those people
good.
Who can just talk to anyone about anything.
Mm.
And she's really flaky. She's got no filter. She's got a great imagination. Have you heard her sing one of her songs?
Oh,
yes,
I have,
Nola,
but maybe you could recreate the moment for us live on air.
Well, she just sings those insulting one-liners about a cat who farts. I mean, who wouldn't want to hang out with her?
All right,
it's
Nola.
True.
Do you see yourself as a bit of a Phoebe, Nola?
You'd have to ask my kids that.
No, all right. Ah, Mum.
Thank you, Nola. A vote for Phoebe. Daniel has called through. Hello.
Hey, guys, surely it's got to be Chandler Bing.
There it is. Yeah. See, Chandler. It's non-stop Chandler. Well, according to this UK poll, we were wrong in locking in Chandler, and it's a different friend. I won't say which one, but...
Yeah.
That's another vote for Chandler.
He's a funny guy.
But this is almost a complete waste of a segment because
we got it right
the first time round.
Well, look, it's good to clarify and double-check. It means we're thorough. Beck. Hey, Beck.
Hi, hey,
there she is. Who's the best friend, Beck?
I reckon Monica.
Interesting. Monica. Fastidious Monica. why?
I think you're alone there,
Of all the others, why is she the best?
She's completely neurotic, but she always used to have the young fat Monica in her. The food.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not a Friends aficionado.
It makes her really likable, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it was also a good comic reveal.
Thank you, Beck.
Good.
Amanda. Yeah. We've got Amanda.
Amanda.
Hello.
Who's the best friend?
Definitely Rachel.
Okay, definitely Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt in my mind.
Have you ever gone to your hairdresser and asked for the Rachel haircut?
I just naturally already have the Rachel haircut.
Oh, do you?
So. Oh, wow. You grew it yourself.
Well, should be called the Amanda then, shouldn't it?
Maybe Jen Aniston goes into the barber and says, give me an Amanda.
I don't think Jen Aniston goes into a barber, for starters.
Right.
But I definitely go into a stylist, guys.
Yeah.
Go to a stylist.
A salon.
Okay, all right, look, we're going down a hairdressing tangent now. We've got to stay on track. I'm sorry, but it's Chandler non-stop, but I mean, it feels almost a moot point.
Well, we've had a lot of people chiming in on social media and loads of calls, so let's check in with producer Tim.
Producer Tim.
Oh, producer Tim.
Are you going to use your microphone,
Tim?
Can you buzz in, mate? Oh, God. He's just
working.
A mess.
Can you just run in?
I can see him through the glass.
Get off your ass and run in here.
Now he's coming in. He's so inept.
Lazy.
He's so inept.
Just so lazy.
At least he works for free. He doesn't even know which microphone to go to. Come on,
just
mine, Tim.
Just snuggle up on Dan's.
Oh,
hey, mate.
God, brush your teeth, Tim. Guys, okay. Well, I don't actually watch Friends, but...
I don't care what you do in your spare time, mate.
Okay. Right. Honourable mention has to go to Ross because, why did no one say anything about Ross?
Because he's the least favourite.
Okay. Well, he gets an honourable mention from me.
All right.
But
okay.
I think we got it right the first time, guys.
Are we locking in Chandler again?
Right. What a waste of a segment.
Okay.
Lock it in.
Lock
Come
it
on.
In.
Here we go.
And so the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that
Chandler
is the best
friend. There we go. Good
hey, can
stuff.
You, okay, so what did the UK say?
They are idiots. They said Ross.
But
as Jesse said on our Facebook, Chandler, could it be any more obvious?
Well done, right, Danimaz.
Great. Good morning. Woo.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from OVO Mobile. Switch to an OVO data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional 10 bucks for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, OVO is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's talk about Vanilla Ice, shall we?
Yep.
Haven't done that since the 90s.
Oh, nah, there was something he did recently.
Oh, no, he did, He did like a home improvement show in the US.
Yeah, we spoke about that.
That's right. And I know he did tour here about maybe 8 years ago or something.
Yeah. God, yeah. That would be an R&B Fridays tour, wouldn't it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Getting Vanilla Ice over.
So
let's
here's
get the
thing.
Boffins in marketing onto that one.
Well, there's some geniuses that work in marketing over in the UK because they've got Vanilla Ice on ice.
Oh.
He's doing a show in London at an ice skating rink.
Yep.
I mean, you look at the poster, we'll tweet it, and it's just brilliant. Like, why has he not done this before? And you do think maybe it's a bit of a stitch up, Vanilla Ice on ice. But seriously, he's going to be performing on an ice skating rink in London later in the year.
It was bound to happen.
It was...
Wasn't it?
It was meant to be. Like, if there's one show that Vanilla Ice should be doing,
yep,
it's Vanilla Ice on ice.
Vanilla on ice. I can't believe it hasn't happened already, quite frankly.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
These marketing people who finally did it, who dreamed it up, Mads, it's not their only show.
What do you mean?
They're doing a whole bunch of other ones.
Oh, so is this like a thing now? Like, artists kind of perform in venues that their name relates to.
Maz, have a bloody listen. You didn't ask for it, but you're getting it.
Vanilla Ice on ice.
Yes, it's the must-see event that is only happening because his name has the word ice in it.
No other reason.
From the people that brought you
Tina in an arena,
Nicholas in a cage,
Fifi in a box.
But that's not all. They're also the people behind
Barry in a hall,
Jonah on a hill,
George in a bush.
And who could forget
Frankie Valli in a valley,
Mel Brooks in a brook,
Kirstie Alley in an alley.
But there's more.
Every evening they brought you Keira Knightley.
She was a bit rude, but how good was Emily Blunt?
He was a baby goose, but we all loved Ryan Gosling.
Okay, that's enough.
Buy your tickets now.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
So, Maz, we're both iPhone people. I can
sure
see
am.
You've got your iPhone, I've got mine, but Samsung people are a little bit of a jam this week. And this is actually kind of crazy tech news.
Have they had to recall, like, every phone?
It's not even that they've recalled it. It's the new Galaxy Note 7, Maz. They've cancelled the whole thing. It's done. They've killed it. They're never going to make another one. It is fundamentally bad, and they are literally exploding in people's hands.
Yeah, that ain't good.
Yeah, and it's
like... Do we know why? Do we know what happened?
They just... I guess they didn't test it enough. I don't know. But they're sending out anyone who bought these Galaxy Note 7 phones, they're sending them out fireproof boxes to ship them back in.
Yeah, to put them back.
Now, and you kind of go, oh, they made a bad phone or whatever. But imagine like if Apple released the new iPhone, which they did like a month ago, right? The new iPhone 7. They're like, this is the new iPhone. And then just a week later, they're like, actually, sorry, we got it wrong. Ship them back. Let's all go back to 6. 6 is now the standard iPhone again, and we'll give you 8. We'll give you 8
that's
eventually.
Bad. That's a it's, massive backpedal, isn't
it's
it?
Nuts. It's do absolutely you
know,
nuts.
When I read the, I mean, not that I subscribe to much tech news, but it did pop up in my news feed. When I saw the story, I thought it was a cross promote with the new Mission Impossible movie. I'm like, oh, this phone will self-destruct in 5 seconds. I'm like, that's a brilliant piece of publicity there. And then I was like, oh no, this like legit could like burn your face off.
It's a proper thing. You know, when you get a phone, what do you want to do? You want to download your apps? You want to make your calls? You don't want it to blow up in your hand.
No, you don't. You don't want it to try and kill you, definitely.
No, you don't. You don't want your phone to also double as your calendar and your note-taking device and your video device and your Facebook and a bomb.
No, that's not one.
That's not a functionality we're after. Lethality is not something I look for in my device.
That's so true.
But 131060, right, is there an appliance, not a phone, but anything electronic, anything around the house that is trying to kill you?
You hear about these stories once in a while.
Yeah.
You hear about stories of appliances taking over and trying to kill humans.
And we aren't catastrophizing here, Maz. I'm sure there's someone out there who they look at their dishwasher and they go, whoa. Yeah, every time I use it, it tries to kill me, and here's how.
Yep, 131060.
Dob it in.
Or tweet us, we're at Dan and Maz. What appliance is trying to kill you?
Don't tweet us on your Galaxy Note 7, though, because it'll blow up in your goddamn hands.
Put it in the fireproof box and send it back to Samsung.
Yes.
What appliance is trying to kill you? We'll take your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Dan and Maz Weekends. Good morning, everybody. Or is it a good morning? Maybe an appliance is trying to kill you.
131060, dobbing an appliance around your house that's trying to kill you. Based on its behaviour, you look at it, maybe it zaps you or it stings you or it hits you or it's plotting.
Yeah, maybe it blows up in your face like the new Samsung.
That's what's inspired it. But Maz, you want to...
I had one a few years ago. I had one a few years ago.
Is it out of your life now?
Yeah, it's out of my life.
Okay, phew.
That entire relationship is out of my life now, which is awesome. But at the time, I lived in an apartment. We had this internal laundry, and we got a new washing machine, brand new washing machine. I put on a load of washing, went out for the day, came home, washing machine had walked from the internal laundry into the kitchen. It was trying to get me.
Yep, it was. Good thing you got out of that apartment.
Yeah, I did. I was terrified. How does a washing machine physically get up and move itself halfway into the kitchen?
And that's where the knives are. Maybe.
Well, turns out we didn't install it correctly. But still, it was trying to kill me at the time. I was convinced.
All right, 131060, dobbing an appliance that's trying to kill you. Emma?
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Oh, well, we're okay, good. But are you safe? Are you safe,
are you
Emma?
Okay. Are you all right, Emma?
I'm safe now.
Okay.
But when I was a little kid, we had this popcorn machine, and it used to go crazy on the bench. But even if you put a bowl underneath, it would still shoot piping hot popcorn at you that you had to dodge.
Oh, my gosh. Like bullets. Popcorn bullets at your tiny baby head.
Yeah, that's not a treat at all.
Freaky.
Yeah, no, that's wrong. That's not what it should be doing.
I'm glad you survived to tell us the story, Emma.
I know. Can you, has it ruined popcorn for you forever or are you okay now?
Yeah, I can't eat popcorn.
Oh, no. Hungry at the cinema, traumatised for life.
It's all right, just get a choc top. You'll be fine, mate.
Yeah. Nick.
Nick,
yep,
hello.
We do. Nico.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, we're good, mate.
Okay, so.
Yep, take it away.
I have this blender, like this 1970s blender, and I was trying to clean it. And I stuck my finger in it.
Well, that was stupid.
And I leant on the button and it cut my finger. And I had to go to hospital.
Nick, that's not the blender trying to kill you. That's you not being able to operate a blender properly.
Yeah, but it still counts.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. Stupidity doesn't count in this segment.
Oh, man. He just wanted to join in.
Oh, I love that you've got a blender from the 70s as well. That's so retro.
Yeah, you know how you can tell because it wears flares. Nah, good one, Nick.
I'm sorry about your fingy, mate. Troy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Troy. Have you got a kitchen appliance or a household appliance that you think is secretly plotting to kill you?
Yes,
my oven.
Oh.
Oh, what's your oven doing?
Now, I'm not a great, like, chef or cook.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much anything. But this oven has been so good to me. I just put anything in there and it just comes out, like, really well. I just cook everything for, like, 40 minutes at 180 degrees and it just, whatever it is, it just turns out amazing. But last week, I swear, my oven is trying to kill me now.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, I put in a whole heap of...
All you've done so far is just brag at how good you are at cooking. Like, what?
Yeah, but
how?
That's great. That's great, because we're getting the backstory. Now I feel like I've got a personal connection
all
with
right.
the oven.
Okay, all right.
So this oven's really let me down, because I put my veggies in there the other night, on Sunday night, and started to bake away, and I checked it after 20 minutes. I just went over there, and it wasn't hot at all, and I opened it up, and I said, oh, this is weird, it's not cooking properly. So I just hit the igniter button again, just to check to make sure, and it blew up in my face.
Oh.
Like backdraft, it was backdraft in your oven.
Oh.
It backdraft around my face, like the flame came around my head.
Oh, mate. You okay?
I'm okay. Well, do you know what? It was a week ago. It was pretty sore for a couple of days.
Okay.
But wow. I actually have amazing skin now.
What, because it tanned you?
it peeled. My face peeled. Okay. And now I have really smooth skin.
Now what's going to happen is all the beauty experts are going to go and test drive this theory. And I just advise any person that has a beauty YouTube channel, do not stick your head in the oven and ignite it to try and get silky soft skin.
I've got to say though, Maz, I just thought Troy was going to say, yeah, my oven, it's not cooking food anymore. It's trying to starve me to death.
Oh, yeah, there's also that. Like, mate, it's a double-edged sword.
Oh, thanks, Troy. You're looking good, mate.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Happy Sunday, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends. Coming up this hour, we do need to address Trump. Now, this is because, well, he's an idiot.
But and he's in the news every single second.
He is. But we spent some time discussing the Clinton campaign yesterday. And as broadcasters,
yes,
to be
Maz.
Fair, we need to spend equal time discussing the Trump campaign.
We're like a couple of Waleed Alis, aren't we, Maz?
We really are. Yep. So that's coming up this hour. And also, I mean, we spoke about it last week and this story isn't going away anytime soon. Clowns. Clowns are everywhere. They've descended on Australia. It's getting really hectic and scary. And it's the week before Halloween, so I don't know.
Maybe it's a hype campaign for Halloween.
Maybe
that's an idea.
It is.
That's
maybe
literally,
it is.
This is like we're talking about what's going on in the world, and it's Donald Trump running for president and creepy clowns terrorizing the streets.
So
this is the world we live in.
It's just clown hour.
Yeah, good one. Oh, political humor. Satire. It's the satire. Boom.
We'll get to one of the clowns next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We've got to talk about this clown saga. It's taken over the world.
It actually literally has taken over the world, Maz. And I just
creepy
think it's,
clowns.
It's dumb. I don't
it
like
dumb.
It. I think it's dumb. Don't dress up as a clown and scare kids. It's a dumb thing to do. It's not funny. You're not a legend.
I think that people have had clown phobias in the past. I think this now has taken things to the next level. And these creepy clowns are not just scaring kids. They're terrorizing adults.
Yeah. They're getting up to all sorts of mischief. And
it's so spooky. I've seen so many pictures on social media of like people that would be like, say, driving and there's like a footbridge over the road. And then there's just this creepy clown just standing on the bridge.
Hey, bro, you're going to go clown up later today? Yeah, man. Going to put on my big shoes and my red nose and just tease some kids. Oh, you're so cool. No, you're so cool, man. You're
and the
a
thing
tool.
Is, I don't. I'm yet to understand why. Like, I don't know if there's a purpose or a point.
Kids these days, back like, in my day, we just roll around on our skateboards and steal a Mars bar from the Quickie Mart. But now...
No, you wouldn't steal a Mars bar from the Quickie Mart, would you, Dan? Ever. Because stealing's bad. Also,
but now
the Quickie Mart?
Yeah, and also as if I would ever steal anything.
Do you live in Springfield?
I'm such a nerd. All right. You're right, though, Maz. It's taking over the world. And it's not
it's
just
weird.
The US. It's not just Australia. It's in England as well.
Oh, in England.
In England as well, in the UK. And that's where this story has come from. Because in a town called White...
Topshire? Oh, no.
Whitehaven.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Whitehaven. They've solved the problem.
What do you mean?
They've solved the clown problem. They've found a way to solve it.
Well, great. Let's adopt that.
Well, you know how they've done it?
How?
Batman! Bloody Batman.
What do you mean, Batman?
I kid you not.
I don't get it.
There's a costume shop in Whitehaven called Cumbria Superheroes. BBC shared this. They have their Batman costume. Someone's in it, and he's going around scaring away the clowns.
Oh, that's fantastic. So Batman is actually saving the city.
Crazy clowns, beware. Batman is in Whitehaven. This is from the BBC Facebook.
This
Cumbria
is fantastic.
Superheroes heard that many children had been left traumatized by clowns looking around the town. So now Batman is patrolling the streets so that kids and adults can feel at ease. Batman.
That's great. We need a Batman. We need a local Aussie Batman. Then.
Now, I reckon, Maz, if we did a call out for Batmans, I reckon we get them. I want to know if people out there have been rescued by a Batman.
So if you've been rescued by a Batman in real life.
Yes.
In a situation in real life and you've been rescued by Batman.
Now, the residents of Whitehaven in the UK could call up and say,
they sure could.
Oh, hello. Yeah, we've been rescued by a Batman. No, where am I from? I moved here.
What the hell is that accent? What was that accent?
I don't know.
Like,
I
that started off almost Scottish and went Borat.
I don't know what's going on there. Look, I'm sorry.
Why don't you try again? Try again. Come on, put on your Pommy accent. Try again,
oh,
mate.
Hello. Hi. We've been rescued by Batman.
Sorry, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, it was a bit the Beatles.
That's groovy, man. Yeah, there's a Batman walking around stopping all the clowns.
All right. Anyway, 131060. I know if you've been rescued by Batman, you'll have a story and you'll be dying to call up. Now's your opportunity. Have you ever been saved by Batman?
And we'll take your calls after Martin Garrix and Bebe Rexha in The Name of Love.
That's Dan and Maz. Yeah,
oh,
Dan and Maz.
Shivers, I talked over you.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
Go again.
No problem.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We are addressing the clown saga. And yeah. Dan, you've found a solution.
I have, Maz, and it was quite obvious. Batman. Batman is our solution to the clown epidemic that's sweeping the world. Because in the UK, up north in the UK, in the sort of Lake District area, if you've I've looked it up on Google Maps, in a place called Whitehaven, they've got a bat.
Thanks for the geographical reference. Yeah,
Northerners.
Good.
They've got a Batman, a man in a Batman suit patrolling the streets to scare away the clowns. And
it's genius.
I think that this is the answer, and I believe we've already got Batman in Australia, and they're out there.
So what we're after on 131060, have you been rescued by Batman? We've had a tweet from Bradley who says, at Dan and Maz on Twitter, my brother's name is Bruce Wayne, and he's helped me out a bit.
There we go.
Right.
That's already one.
It's a good start.
We found one. I said I wanted three at least, but I know there's, I mean, I know just, and if it's happened to you, like a guy in a Batman shirt once helped you carry your shopping, that's the kind of stuff. I'll take whatever we can get. If you can make the claim, I have been helped out by Batman, I want to bloody hear from you. 131060.
We've got Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Jeff.
So excited to hear your story about being rescued by Batman.
Yes, well, it was my youngest bloke at the time. We were up at Movie World in Queensland.
Yes.
And they had the Batman show on.
Yep.
And somebody came to us and said, would your son like to be in the show? We said, oh, yeah, I suppose so. So next thing you know, an evil lady and her henchmen pinched him, took him up to the stage, and were tying him up. And then out of the crowd comes Batman. So Batman saves him. They both jump into the Batmobile and drive off into the sunset. And then we said, well, where do we pick him up from? Where's he gone? I don't know. We have to wait for 20 minutes to find him.
There you go. So your son, Jeff, has been rescued by Batman.
By Batman.
That right. is awesome.
So we've already got two now.
It's
we've
a
got
great
two.
Story. I'm glad that you retrieved your son at the end of all of that too.
Yeah. It was a bit of a little twerp because I mean, Batman just bloody keep him. Batman was
probably
an orphan. They've already got something in common.
We've got Tess this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Okay.
Tess, were you rescued by Batman?
So Twitter beat me a little bit to it.
Oh.
But my dad's name is also Wayne Bruce.
Your dad's name is Wayne Bruce.
It is.
Nah, I'll take that. That's brilliant.
It's close.
Oh, you're not going to take it?
Sometimes, I guess, when you read out the surname first and the first name second, you would then get Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Everyone calls him Batman, and our house is called Batman's Cave.
There
Excellent.
You go. See, I like that. That's his nickname. We're getting so many calls.
Okay, we've got Harley. Good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
You're really Great, good, Harley. Mate. Have you been rescued by Batman?
Yes, I was at Movie World on the Gold Coast, and I was just walking, happened to trip over, and then there you go, Batman's right there. He had me out.
And he offered you assistance getting off the ground?
That's correct, even though I'm very young.
Wouldn't like... This is exactly what you would do if you worked at Movie World. Like,
totally.
You would do that and you go, you've just been rescued by Batman.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
And then vanish.
You'd do that.
We got Mitchell on 131060. Hello.
Hello.
You've been rescued by Batman, Mitchell?
I have.
Okay, what happened?
So basically, I was going out Friday night into a hotel, Club Local.
Yep.
Okay.
I call my Uber driver and I get picked up and he's wearing a Batman costume.
Costume.
I don't know. I think he's just trying to get in the mood for the night. Maybe he was just mucking around a little bit.
It wasn't
really,
like
really
Halloween
funny.
Or anything. It was
no,
just
no.
regular
just
Friday night.
Yep.
Did you give him 5 stars?
I did.
Of course
I gave
you
him
did.
I gave him a good rating.
Oh,
that's
brilliant.
Great.
Whereabouts, let's go back to Mitchell just for 1 second. Mitchell, whereabouts in Australia do you live?
Queensland, Brisbane.
Okay, so if you're listening to us in Brisbane right now, keep an eye out because Batman is driving an Uber.
Maybe it's the Batman from Movie World just trying to get some extra cash on the side.
Yeah.
Driving home from the job.
Stealing the costume on the weekends. We've got more.
Yeah, let's go to Steve on 131060. Hello.
Hello, how you going?
Good, mate.
Good, Steve.
You've been rescued by Batman?
No, I haven't been rescued by Batman, but my cousin used to live in Byron Bay and he used to go around on... in his little Batman suit and on rollerblades and help people cross the road.
That's epic!
So there's people out there in Byron Bay who could say, I've been rescued by rollerblading Batman.
And Steve, did he do this just for fun?
Yeah, he's a bit quirky. Yeah. He lives in Victoria now, but I think he may have got pushed along by the police.
Oh, okay. Probably need a permit for that.
That's
I don't
it, because Batman operates outside the law.
Batman on rollerblades, that would be a pretty good sight too. Can we get one more call?
Yeah, we've got one more.
Okay, we've got Michael. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Great,
really
Michael.
Good, thanks,
so good.
Michael, have you been rescued by Batman?
I have actually. I was in Brisbane City just sitting on the chair and I was like, oh no, leaning on the back of it. And basically, I fell off the back of it. And then as I was falling, I got caught by someone in the Batman suit.
No!
You leant too far on the chair. You went backwards, yep. And Batman was there to catch you.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he had the almost famous saying, you've been saved by Batman.
And then he vanished?
And then he ran off. Okay,
and
that's amazing.
I was like gobsmacked, and I went to the counter, and I was just like, I got saved by Batman. And they're like, did you really?
Sure you did.
You got no proof. And then I'm like, sure you did, mate. Sure you did.
Oh,
no,
but this is it. We believe you, Michael.
And from, I guess, gauging the calls, most of them came from Queensland. So I know a lot of high incident of Batman activity in the northern state.
No, in my mind, it's the one guy just running around doing good all around Queensland.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
A crash in the opinion polls for our mate Donald Trump.
Oh, boy.
We spoke about Hillary yesterday, and now in the issue of broadcasting fairness and unbiased reportage of news, we're talking about the Donald, and he has had an absolutely awful time. He's probably loving it because he loves attention.
It's
tremendous attention. Yeah, I get the best attention.
This is not the attention that you want, and he's just... filth.
And now, so we didn't talk about it last weekend because it was only just breaking, but now we get a bite at the cherry that is his awful comments. Awful comments about women. Let's make no bones about it. He literally has been recorded bragging about sexual assault.
Yeah, pretty much.
Non-consensual groping of women and how good he is at it and how, because he's famous, he gets away with it. It's been recorded. Like, that is mind-boggling.
It really is.
Mind-boggling.
I mean, obviously he didn't know that he was being recorded, and I guess that's his defence, is he's like, oh, you know, locker room chat.
That was his official, even in the debate, he said it was locker room talk.
Official retort now, was locker room talk.
I am no sportsman.
That's for sure.
I don't think being in a locker room excuses that sort of stuff.
You shouldn't speak that way about anyone ever. It doesn't matter if you're in a locker room or not. That doesn't paint a great light for sportsmen either. And I don't believe that is locker room chat.
But here is my favourite thing about this, Maz. And I haven't seen this very widely reported. But guys, I'm going to blow your mind right now. On the TV show, The Apprentice, Donald Trump literally fired one of the female contestants for, and these are his words, locker room talk. So, like, we've got the audio, but, like, just so you understand this, his defense and him saying, it's okay, is what he's actually sacked someone for. The woman who got fired, here she is talking about Curtis Stone, and then, Donald Trump sacks her for locker room talk.
The reason why I said that you were so arrogant is because you came in our dressing room and you took a crap and left the stench in the room.
It's sort of gross, though, bringing that up. This is my boardroom. It's not a locker room. Maria, you're fired.
Stop it.
Literally, you couldn't plan it better, Maz.
Stop it. That is real audio from the TV show.
Yes, and she would have been watching, you know, Donald Trump talking about locker room talk and going, well, I wish I could sack you from being a presidential candidate because of this.
Wow.
Double standard, Maz.
It is a double standard.
And it's not even the male-female double standard. It's the boss-employee double standard.
Okay, well, let's shine a light on that area. Yes. The boss-employee relationship is an interesting one, isn't it? Because you can't fire your boss.
No.
But your boss can fire you.
Correct. So here's what you want to know. 13 10 60. What has your boss done that you want to fire them for?
Now, if the issue ended up in human resources, probably a little serious for this segment of the radio show. Just want to put that out there. Let's put a bit of a boundary around this. We're kind of looking for the lighthearted fun stuff.
Yes. Yeah. No, Donald Trump-esque groping.
Like if it ended up in HR, that's a bit too far for us, is what I'm saying.
13,
not, and I don't say that lightly because those situations are not fantastic at all and they shouldn't happen, but sometimes they do.
What stupid, dumb, annoying, ridiculous, moronic thing has your boss done? Or maybe they keep doing it. They do it every day and it drives you insane and it's awful.
And you wish you could fire them for it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
13 10 60 is our number. We want to know if your boss has ever done something that you wish you could fire them for.
Yeah, here's why. Because Donald Trump famously, about a week ago, defended his awful, awful comments about sexual assault and women that he has done himself and was proud of, which is mind-boggling, by saying it was locker room talk. It was I have tremendous locker room talk. It's classy. It's huge. It's gorgeous. Believe me, you're going to love it. You're going to love my locker room talk.
Yeah, that was his official defense on those comments, which you can't defend because they're completely inappropriate.
Now, here's the thing that I discovered this week, and I am sharing it with everyone.
It's Donald so ironic.
Donald Trump. Yeah, irony is the word, isn't it, Maz? He has literally, he fired a woman on The Apprentice for talking like being in a locker room.
The reason why I said that you were so arrogant is because you came in our dressing room and you took a crap and left the stench in the room.
It's sort of gross, though, bringing that up. This is my boardroom. It's not a locker room. Maria, you're fired.
It's just amazing.
It's so good. 13, 10, 60. She probably wishes she could fire him from being a presidential candidate now for the same problem. But there's a double standard between boss and employee. Give us a call. What has your boss done or what do they do that you wish you could fire them for?
We've got Georgia on the line. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Now, hey, Georgia, I don't know. Are you going to say what you do for a living or that giveaway who your boss is or do you not care?
I work in an office environment.
That's cool. Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down very much.
Yeah, that's great.
So I work in an office with one other person and they currently weren't in there. And my boss walked in and literally the first thing he said to me was, you're not showing enough cleavage in that top.
And I thought he was joking.
Did this come before? No. Hello, nice to meet you.
But he walked in.
That is not something a boss should ever say to an employee.
Men are the worst. Men are so bad.
That is terrible. Oh. And a sackable offence too. Like if any other person in that office said that to another employee and you took that to the next level, that's a sackable offence. Yeah.
And just no one else was around, so I was just like, I guess that just happened then. Okay.
Wow. What did you say anything back, or did you sort of ignore the
boss? I was kind of just in shock, and then he pretty much went straight into why he'd actually come in to talk to me, because I think he walked in and kind of saw there was a little bit, but not enough. And then
not enough.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
More. Too much. That's good.
It was so bizarre.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Georgia,
I'm really
I'm sorry that that's happened to you.
Men are
that's
just
really
the worst.
Crap.
Men are live so and learn. Bad.
Live and learn. Maybe work somewhere else.
It's always men, is it? No female boss ever says to a man, "Oh, you should show a bit more chest." You know? No. It's always men. Oh, I hate being a man. I mean, there's lots of good stuff about male privilege and stuff, but it's just Anyway, Tom, you're a lad. Tom.
Yeah, g'day guys, how are you?
Yeah, great.
Hey, good.
What do you wish you could fire your boss for?
Okay, so my manager, I work down at a pub.
All right.
And my manager, whenever his mates come in, he just like gives them all kinds of free drinks whenever. And then as soon as any of the staff have any of our mates come in and we just, you know, try and slip them a free drink, he absolutely cracks it. He
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Unexcusable.
It's a double standard, really, isn't it? Like, the boss is allowed to shout free beers to his mates, and you, as the employee, are unallowed to do that.
If your boss is slinging the booze around, then you should be allowed to, too. You aren't, you know, he can just stop if he doesn't want it happening.
Or you have a roster. Yep. And one week, it's the boss that's allowed to shout his mates free beers, and then the next week, it's Tom, and then the next week, it's Billy or whoever else works.
Tom, why don't you pitch that? Why don't you pitch that, Tom?
Well, you know, somehow, I don't think our roster works very well anyway.
Yeah, all right. We're just having a bit of fun, to be honest. We're just having a bit of fun.
It was a
frivolous
suggestion,
Tom. I reckon the solution is just put up with it.
Yeah, that's not that bad. But I get that that would really annoy you, though.
Yeah, roster's more fun. We got Sam. Sam?
Hello.
Hey, Sam. What do you wish you could fire your boss for?
So, I work at like this pharmaceutical company, and it's all about alternative medicine, and my boss is just super wacky, and he makes us meditate every morning and do all these breathing exercises, and it's just too weird.
Wow. It's too weird.
Yeah, I don't like it. I just actually want to sit at my desk and start my work and have an hour of nice healing and starting the day right.
Is it an hour meditation in the morning? That's a big commitment.
Literally, it's 45 minutes. By the time you get your mat down and you get changed and you're on the rooftop, it's just an ordeal.
And it's mandatory. You have to do it.
You have to do it.
Sam, I'm just going to say, you brought it on yourself by working in an alternative medicine
shop.
See,
I would love that.
No.
Do you know what, Dan? We should do a 45-minute meditation before the show next weekend.
I am not getting in 45 minutes before the show. No way, no how. I do my meditation. It's when I'm asleep. All right, Sam. It's just, you sound pretty zen, so maybe it's paying off.
Maybe.
Thank you. I'm very calm.
Cool. All right.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Thanks for joining us today. Before we get out of here, as we do at the end of each show on a Sunday, we've got to recap all of the news you didn't need to care about. Did you read any of these articles?
You shouldn't have.
Here's the news you didn't need to care about.
Were you excited about Melbourne's new Ron Burgundy themed bar?
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
Well, you shouldn't have been.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
2 weeks before opening, the fun-hating lawyers at Paramount Studios decided to shut the whole thing down. The bar will still open in Carlton, but without any Anchorman references, making it not a Ron Burgundy-themed bar, but just a bar.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Another fun thing we all got excited about but is definitely not happening.
The new Taylor Swift album.
Is Taylor Swift releasing a surprise album this month? Well, that is the latest theory that is floating around that we kind of think could be true.
T-Swizz always releases her albums around this time of year, and the 24th is the 10th anniversary of her first ever album. And let's face it, she's been through two breakups, so she's got a lot to write about. But given that she hasn't built hype with a new single and that business-savvy Swift probably doesn't want to compete with Gaga and K-Pez Newies for Christmas sales, this probably isn't going to happen.
Aww.
Sorry, Dan.
Finally, because Waleed has told us not to make jokes about Donald Trump...
Donald Trump is no laughing matter.
It's a good thing Ken Bone came along.
Ken Bone, as you may recall, was the undecided voter in the red sweater who asked the energy question at last night's debate.
But there's no need to care about Ken Bone anymore because he's lived the entire meme life cycle. Yeah. First joyous discovery, then viral sensation, then sexy Halloween costume. Seriously, Google it. And now, marketing sellout.
Everyone wants to know if I've decided, and I have. Uber Select helps you ride in style, just like me.
That's right, from Ken Bone's official Twitter. Ken Bone is officially over, just like Chewbacca Mom, Harambe, and hopefully Donald Trump's political career.
And that's the news you didn't need to care about.
There you go, Mazzy. Poor little Ken Bone in the bone zone.
I know.
He's sold out to Uber. He's tweeting for Uber now.
Isn't that insane? I feel like that happened so quickly,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the world is just a mess.
It really is, but I guess there's going to be another week. There's going to be a whole bunch of news stories that you can get fired up about, and then we'll just recap the ones you didn't need to care about next weekend.
Correctamundo, muchacho.
Have an awesome Sunday. Have a great week. We'll catch you next weekend, 7 a.m. See you then, legends.
Bye.
Dan and Maz Weekends.